But the first way to establish well-being and harmony with a group of people is to practice continuously with experiencing and having thoughts or let me say portraying or having loving kindness in acts of body and acts of speech and acts of mind, body, speech, and mind, really trying to establish a mind and a heart and bodily action and bodily speech based on metta, loving kindness. So that forms the foundation for communal harmony. And it's important to realize that loving kindness isn't really just kind of a syrupy, you know, going around pretending you love everybody and expressing it in that way, but more of a broad state of mind that results in expressions that are very spacious, very boundless, very broad, very allowing, and giving a lot of clarity and awareness to the fact that we aren't solitary beings, that we live in a space with other beings, and how to be accepting and spacious with whatever it is that comes along, and a lot comes along in a community like this. But particularly starting with the more overt aspects of trying to experience loving kindness with bodily action, one of the nicest examples that I can remember from the suttas is when, and it was after he gave this talk to the monks, and the monks didn't really listen to him, the Buddha got up and left and went left that particular area and went wandering and came across another a group of monks who were living together harmoniously, three monks who were living together harmoniously. And he asked them, how did that come about? And they told him, of course, that they were practicing loving kindness in body, speech, and mind with each other, and then talked a little bit about their daily routine. And they had their routines that they would go through, go on alms round in the morning, and when they would come back, the first one who would come back would set up for the meal, and then they would all come together, have their meal, and whoever was the last finished would initiate the cleanup and get that all taken care of. And they would do all of this without speaking to each other. They just kind of intuited what needed to be done, looked out for each other, kept their eyes open, and established an ethic to just support each other and keep their eyes open to what the needs were of the particular community at that time. And particularly with an attitude, as they said, of always trying to set aside what it is that I want to do and doing what my venerable friends want to do. So rather than me first, it's always looking around and saying, well, if we have differences of what we think needs to be done, maybe the most harmonious thing to do would be to let go of what I think needs to be done and do what others would like to do. That's a tall order for some of us. but as a standard, it's a very good one to remember and try and live up to. So in everything we do, we keep our eyes open, we look out for each other. And in our small space here, I think that that's something that we've generally done a pretty good job of, because it's been emphasized and taught, and in a way, it's kind of a matter of survival. If we all want to stay living together, we don't really have the option of a lot of conflict. So we learn how to do that through just keeping our eyes open and giving priority to what others see as a good thing to do.